I'm in the records, so I apologize. I was looking at, I had written it down wrong. I'm at the bottom of page 3 on out of the Bonnickson report, and I would like you to just read, maybe out loud if you would, Mr. Kimball, from the beginning of this paragraph, the assault that occurs to the area. And just go ahead and read that out loud.
So it says, this is from Bonnickson's report, the assault that occurs for the first few hundred feet beneath the surface in the Berger area is considered to be a good aquifer because of the various fractures and cavities. It contains as well as the interlayered cinder and scoria layers. Undoubtedly, this basalt zone contributes most of the groundwater pumped from the area.
Mr. Bonnickson, earlier in his report, and this is one that I couldn't find, he characterized the aquifer in the area as a good aquifer, quote, good aquifer permitting groundwater to flow through it at a reasonably fast rate. What is your understanding of those two statements from Bonnickson? Would you agree with that? He speaks pretty favorably about the aquifer, the basalt aquifer in the Berger area.
To understand exactly what he's meaning by it, but I'll provide my opinion. Good can be somewhat a relative term. What is good for? I talked a little bit about domestic wells versus irrigation wells and that type of thing. The way I interpret this, what it means to me is the first few hundred feet of the basalt is probably the most transmissive or porous or conducts water the best. Once that gets deeper, it's not going to have as good as aquifer as those lower. And we've already talked some about some areas are going to be much better than other areas for conducting water, and I'm sure there's areas where the hydraulic connectivity is much more than other areas. But I don't know too much because I didn't write the report. Yeah.
Okay, I just wondered what your thoughts were on that part of his report. Those are the questions I had. I'm going to turn to you, Mr. Parrott. Do you have any follow-up questions for your expert? Okay. Mr. Thompson, did my question bring anything else to mind? Okay. Then that's all we need from you, Mr. Kimball. Thank you for your time.
And just to clarify before, I guess you plan to bring Kimball back tomorrow. I mean, if his testimony applies to all three proceedings, that's fine with me. But
let's go off the record and talk through that.